seeing where we stand at this point, what we need to do to start the process of this. Jeff?
As I've said before,
yeah.
You folks have to decide where you want it covered.
Well, that's why I was hoping John would be here.
In terms of, you know, we discussed a while ago how a citywide district does not probably make sense at this point because you have a significant amount of area that's undecided on.
I see.
Unless you do decide you want to include that, and then eventually you'll start, you know, grabbing assessments from people and you're going to start building out those areas and sidewalking those areas. But I think your priority is more, you tell me, and it could be a mix also, is repairing, you know, upgrading all your existing ones. That's going to be a big enough project.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if sort of within the central part of the city, there's some unsidewalked blocks or portions of blocks for some reason, we could include that and include those in that, and I think that would make a lot of sense.
Mm-hmm.
But especially to the extent that you've got things on the periphery.
Right.
Or on other areas, you decide you probably don't want to include that. So what we have to do is identify what you want and literally draw a map.
So the question,
including that area, and then most of the rest of the law is ready to go forward.
So how do you think we should work with the fact that the DRI, this project, is going to cover the sidewalks pretty much west of 2nd Street down to...
That's where the painted areas are on the ground?
Right. Well, that's the extra little bump outs, mm-hmm. but the sidewalks themselves will all be repaired in that district.
So I just want to, based on what Baker just said, I've seen some areas in the 1st and 2nd Ward in like around in Union Street.
Mm-hmm.
And where the seniors reside, Providence Hall, so part of Columbia Street in the 2nd Ward.
And those will all be covered by the DRI street, fixing the sidewalks.
Columbia?
Columbia from 2nd down, 2nd West.
So I'm talking about Columbia from 2nd going up towards 3rd.
Right, and that's when we can make it the first district to be something like 3rd to 5th.
Yeah, because Columbia is pretty bad, and Union is pretty bad.
And will the DRI literally cover all the sidewalks west of 2nd?
That's the proposal.
Certainly exclude everything in the DRI from this, mm-hmm. and you would create a district that basically covers the rest of the city of what you want to cover. And then you would start gathering the money for that would, you know, cover the improvements and maintenance. You may want to create a second district for the DRI area to start gathering money for maintenance and repairs. Mm-hmm. Because they're not, that would be at a lower rate.
Right.
Because you wouldn't have the capital cost of, upgrading them all. But, you sort of do it at a lower rate, but you have an ability to establish that. And I can see political issues with that, but...
I know.
Well, but it's also the reality is you already got the DRI to improve that.
Right.
So, that portion of the... has gotten the benefit. I guess I'd have to think about this legally too. Is you could include all of that area in it also. gather the money, because they would eventually use it in the argument, of course, is everyone in the city benefits by the sidewalks and contributes and is in a sidewalk barrier.
And they benefited from the DRI, so.
Right.
So why shouldn't they, you know?
And that DRI, by including it all together in terms of not including, not needing extra capital money, bonding money to do that area, you're saving money for the whole city, and it's all coming back. I think that would certainly be the neatest way of doing it.
So what does the committee or the council needs to do to help create this district?
Well, we've got the law to help create the district, and it will be subject to our permissive referendum.
So we need to decide what the
what that is. I mean, one of the things that we have in the current draft, would suggest to maintain it, is that you had created a, you know, using a sidewalk committee of the council to identify the projects at the time and help set the rates.
Right.
I would presume you would create a permanent sidewalk committee.
That was the idea, yeah.
To do, but I mean, whether you still want to, in light of how you're doing ad hocs now.
Even if we have to.
Does it have to be a permanent committee?
Because it'll be coming up constantly.
I mean, it basically helps manage the district. Instead of the whole council doing it.
Yeah, and housing and transportation, couldn't that be a part of that?
Oh, sure.
It could be anything, right.
Yeah, whoever you want to call.
Right.
I mean, if it has other responsibilities, sure, you can do that.
But once again, what I'm asking is that you said the district will be created by the law, but I'm talking about within the district.
Oh, in terms of what it includes. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you all have to decide.
The committee or the council that represents each ward.
The council.
Okay.
How large do you think the district should be as we do it? Was there precedent in the Ithaca one, Donna?
No, I think it was by a different needs initially.
I think theirs was a good part. But again, Ithaca is a different city. It's got a downtown area.
Sure.
It's got, you know, more residential
and
rural areas.
We
could do.
Yeah, we've been on a big school.
Right. But I mean, so it's a matter of, and I think you're right, is, you know, the ward leaders, representatives can get together between themselves.
And just for the record, I've been asking each council member, even from last time, to take pictures of the damn sidewalks.
That's a different question, because that goes to where we wanted to get, you know, immediate repairs going.
Exactly, but at least we'll have something to look at to
no.
show.
I think you all know where your streets are, right? You know, you're looking, you take the map of like the zoning map and you know it, and you walk your streets on that and say, yeah. You may say everything in my ward.
But that was what you said. Okay, let me clarify this. When we had this conversation the last time and I presented it to the members of the council, I remember you stating not to take pictures of the property's owner's home, or the number of their home, to take pictures of the actual damage and the street of where it's on. I remember that.
Right, but I think in that point is when we were talking about some kind of an initiative to start getting out there and prioritizing repairs.
So what I'm asking.
I mean, one time we were talking about using other pots of money that were available to do that in terms of, because you raised the question on some of the tourism board money, where that was done, and that, you know, whether that could be tapped into last year to do some of the critical sections. And we talked about, you know, giving that information to Rob, since he oversees a lot of that.
So what's the difference of what you need?
I don't care about individual conditions. We're not prioritizing.
Okay.
We're not going to do any prioritizing now of where the work is going to be done.
Okay.
It's just, does it include Columbia Street from 7th to front?
Okay.
Does it include, you know, literally take your
So we can skip certain areas, so it can be from 2nd to 3rd and then 5th to 7th?
Yeah, they should be contiguous.
Well, that was going to be my question. I,
But it doesn't.
I think it's worth finding out from Rob the price structures based on, I mean, for example, one long street potentially could be cheaper than, you know,
No? Again, two different. You're jumping the gun.
Okay.
We're not addressing now how to implement it in terms of which street should get done first. Okay? We're agnostic on that position as to where's our priority area, other than saying all the areas that are currently improved by sidewalks.
You just want to create a
policy. Should be included. So these are the areas that are doing it. Those are all the properties that have been assessed. Then the second stage is once we have the law,
break it down.
That's the committee's work with Rob of saying, right, where's our biggest bang for our buck and where's our highest priorities, and there may be a mix.
So we should start as a council now getting these areas.
No, don't do that yet. Right now we need the law at first.
So I don't mean to present it, but just to have it.
Well, to have it ready, sure. Yeah. I mean, you have all of that, that's great. But this is more.
And a district can incorporate more than one ward. It doesn't have to
be.
The
wards.
The best thing is to do it however we do logistically, to do it in a way to break it down by the district.
That's going to the question of how we're going to implement.
That's secondary.
That's the construction. The first one is saying,
he's asking for just a general audit in total to define what the primary district would be. So that would be everything within the city.
Okay, so
and correct me if I'm wrong, Jeff, but then the idea of divorcing or creating a second project away from the DRI is so that the DRI money stays separate for its intended purposes, but then we can start accruing an account for the additional that would be done.
Right, but I don't know if we have to separate it on it. I mean, I don't
think it would be smart to, though, in keeping separate line items.
Well, no, DRA is certainly a separate line item anyway, because we've got the other budgetary requirements with the state. And that project's going forward in terms of identifying the types of road, the road improvements and the sidewalks. That's going out to contract, hopefully by the end of the year or something, right?
Yeah, I think the schedule's the end of the year.
That goes forward with its own pot of money. All of that area, all that area west of 2nd Street is what we're saying now, will be included in this district.
Right.
So that's it. It gets included in the district. Assessments will start at a particular time.
Correct.
That money from those assessments goes into the city pot for improving the sidewalks.
In that district, yes.
No, well, the citywide district. It's not just, we're moving away from separating out the DRI area.
Got it, okay.
The DRI project goes forward. There's no city match on.
It's in kind.
Just in kind services, yeah. So they go forward and that gets built.
Okay.
All those sidewalks get upgraded. The law is in place, the assessments start coming in, the council, the sidewalk committee starts saying, and we're Rob, okay, which ones are we doing first?
Okay.
Not the DRI area, obviously.
Because that's been done.
It's been done and
decided,
done.
Right.
And being done, but now outside of it. So, that's what we're.
So we have to go over a map and eliminate things,
basically? Yeah, that's probably easier.
Right. Okay, so.
I mean, it's literally taking the map and then your idea is what, do it from the basis of, from the wards, each, the older people from those wards.
Just to create this.
Just because you guys know your area and say, are there places to exclude?
Right. Is there any place exclude in your area?
Exactly.
Which, I don't think, actually down in the industrial area, that doesn't need to,
Right, those are the things that I don't think you want to include necessarily.
That's about where pedestrian lives.
Right, exactly. Excuse me. I get it now.
Hello.
So, it might be good to then distribute amongst the council maps of their, or somehow we need maps to figure that out, to really identify everything, right?
I think that'd be very helpful. Been around the same people.
Take your zoning map. It's got every
it's got
every shack slot on it.
And figure out for your ward what will not be part of the district, right?
Right, that you think should not be included.
Right.
You know, and it's basically walking those areas and saying,
right,
there's no sidewalk here. And I don't want to, and it's not just a gap that there should be a sidewalk out.
Okay.
Well, there's a good question.
So it's not just a replacement, it is like going up Rossman.
I was just going to say, Rossman has no sidewalk.
No, and that's where, like, I go down, I personally put ice down to make sure that people aren't going to, like, slip coming down that in the wintertime. Or rock salt, excuse me.
There are houses along Rossman?
Oh, yeah.
There's no sidewalks.
No sidewalks.
There's no enforcement of parking in the correct direction to go.
Now, you've got a separate question. That raises a really good point on Rossman that we have to look at. Where is the right of way?
The right of way is the right side going up the street, legally.
For where, and there's room there to put in a sidewalk?
I don't know technically based on who owns what portions of the
property.
That's
my question, is where the ownership and where the
correct
city street
right now
is.
It's just all paved, Jeff. And it's two qualities.
For Rob or where it is, because it's a question.
You can find that.
Yeah, I will find that out. Yeah. Plus, yeah.
I mean, I have a...
Because if we go in there, if it's not...
Well, that entire street would be a bigger discussion, because that street is, being one of the older streets, not wide like the boulevards where you can fit two cars parking on either side, because I will tell you, I mean, I've got a normal sized vehicle, you have a very difficult time navigating if you've got people parked on either side. An end idea, and obviously this isn't for this, but like we would need to decide single side of the street parking plus the sidewalk that would make it ADA accessible up to the top.
That's important.
Yeah.
So there's no sidewalk
at all.
On either
at
side.
All
well, the correct, I'm sorry, the first house on the right of Rossman Avenue.
Oh, right, around that little corner.
Yes,
there.
The people that renovated that actually, I believe their cost replaced the sidewalk. But it stops right after their property line.
It's interesting that a lot of people have fences on that side. There is a lot of space from the fence to the
road. There's enough to, you could fit two cars parked next to one another, which tells me that you could put a sidewalk and have ample parking.
So how do we...
The problem is who's got the ownership of it.
Correct.
That.
Because
so
then that becomes a taking, and you have to add to the cost of acquiring the land.
And will the people there want it?
Well, it makes me think that might be an area, since you don't
have
one of Rossman, where you don't include it now.
Right.
But you create a separate district later.
Well, so this is where I was going to what you were suggesting.
Where you capitalize the cost and spread it out among those landowners.
Correct. But then you're getting into a tiered approach, which is what it sounded like you were saying, by creating the second project line that would be the majority of the city. And in my mind, where I went is, do you do a third and fourth project line, and we commit to a time frame to do all of these, because it would be a rolling cost to the city to do, plus it provides better focus for the DPW to say we're going to be, think of it as almost an epicenter map.
Yeah, no,
right?
I follow you. I'm just thinking of, yeah, it's a good question. There's different ways of doing it.
It would be a west to east progression, but then again, obviously, you want to take into account what citizens think.
Well, again, it's the ADA compliance issues is primarily associated with repairing the existing sidewalks. Don't hold me to it, but I don't believe the ADA gets into the question of non-sidewalk areas. I don't believe there's an affirmative obligation to sidewalk.
Hmm.
Unimproved areas.
Yeah.
I think there is.
There is?
Uh-huh.
Okay. I don't know.
What is it in Rossman also? Pretty steep hill?
Yes.
Yeah, that's all.
So
that,
right. That also will, you know, also ADA compliant. You know, I don't know if it's going to, you know, be an area, because just because your sidewalk, if there's a slant to it,
there's nothing you can do.
Right, that's what I'm saying. So it might not be a compliance issue. It's more of a road issue that sidewalks might not be
required.
Yeah, right. And if you put it up there, then you might have an issue.
I mean, the point is because that is at the edge of the city, nobody's really going through there to get to another place.
Wow, exactly. They are. So,
it's that whole community at the top of the hill.
And they cut through the private area to go right into the cemetery to walk.
They walk down?
We saw a 50% increase in the volume of people that would come through there, yeah. It's a thoroughfare. You know, we're not going to stop anybody. It's private property at one point. But look, in COVID, people wanted to be able to get out and walk, so they found a new route to traverse.
I think my thought, I mean, we had to explore this more, but I think my thought would be more to keep that out.
Mm-hmm.
Add that as a separate district later.
Right.
And subject to them wanting to vote for it and do it and pay, because that's going to be a bigger improvement. They would pay for that improvement as an assessment on those homes, which would be expensive.
Yeah.
Or we include the whole thing now, and they're contributing to it from the beginning, and then we include that, you know, that capital assessment up there. But that's also going to be a got to be one of your lower priorities.
Right.
One of your last priorities for spending money.
So how does it work for like the area east of Harry Howard that has no sidewalks?
Yeah.
Will they be contributing? They'll be eliminated from the district.
Oh, Harry Howard.
Yeah. Look at Paddock and River Ledge. And
there are no sidewalks back there?
Correct.
Well, again, that's an area where you may want to not include.
Does that mean they won't be contributing to the
fund?
Okay.
Yeah, because it's a special assessment district.
I see, a special assessment. And I think we already, Lucille doesn't have sidewalks either, does it?
Water lines or something.
Lucille, Johnson Place, Lucille.
Should we do a survey?
Yeah, we have
to. Thinking that.
And figure out where, and do it in your ward. Figure out.
Yeah.
Like I said, I think the only areas are there sidewalks going down the hill on Second? I can never remember.
It is, but damaged.
Well, damn, but that's where.
Yeah, then we want to keep it in. Yeah.
Right on Second Street.
Yeah. Down the hill.
Yeah.
Going
yeah.
Park?
Yeah.
I thought she was talking about up the hill.
No.
Yeah, I don't drive. So.
It's going down. Yeah, you end up walking middle of the road.
Yeah, right. Yeah, definitely. It's very steep.
Oh, yeah. Good for slow driving. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I know this is going to take a long process, but I think we need to also emphasize that while we're waiting on this, that we should also prioritize enforcement now. For some of these, because my fear is people are going to wait and they're not going to be addressed in a timely manner, some real critical sidewalks.
I'm not disagreeing with you. That's a conversation with Rob.
What's the current?
It's Craig. And actually, doesn't Craig have to?
Well, I guess Craig and Rob.
Yeah.
What's the current penalty? Do you know, Jeff?
It's not a penalty. The city just does it
because
you don't do it, and then
the
they add it to your taxes.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, I think isn't there a fine first, and then we do it?
Maybe they're fine.
Yeah.
Well, is that a warning?
No, there is a means of doing it. And I went to the question that we were talking to Tiffany of identify the areas that should be a priority, and
this is the sidewalk committee.
now you're officially committed to everything.
Yeah. All the sidewalks are on me.
Everything.
Yep.
Hey Jeff, is there a penalty though to, so say for example, I'm fined or whatever, right? And I don't have the capital to be able to improve that sidewalk myself right now. Do I end up paying interest if the city does it to me, or is it that the city would take care of the cost and I pay it back at a flat rate?
Good question.
I don't know.
Well, right, but is it coming to my tax roll with interest?
Right,
or is it just
that's
a straight cost?
That's a good question, I don't know.
Oh, no.
responsible for that? That fall line?
Right now, it's on the property line.
I remember talking with, you know, years ago with Andy Howard, and he was, it was like determined, it was like half the property owners and half the city.
Right, that's right, it is, yeah. To find that out. It's not an obvious answer.
You do know the regular meeting's at 7, right? You're
that
not,
was at 6.
No, that's just the informal. The formal's at 7.
Do you mind if I hang?
Yeah. If you have to.
I have to. Well, I didn't have to. But I don't have to sit here. I can go to the Pink Gallery.
Yeah. I just, I had a feeling you didn't.
She's in the Pink Gallery.
And.
I've never been in an hour early for anything.
Not true.
It's a lien on the property. It's not actually added to the taxes.
It's not oh, really? Either if they can't come up with.
We should change that.
I think under lien law, there's an automatic interest included on that.
We should change that.
Well, that's something we can look at.
Well, to change and then rechange.
Well, we're changing by creating this district.
Right, and can it be done just as an exception of this project, right? Because the idea of if the city's coming in to pay for it, and once it's done and everyone's on equal footing, then does it revert back to the responsibility of homeowners?
No, that's what we're setting it up. The whole point is here is we're getting out of the model which we have currently now, which everyone has their own responsibility.
Okay.
The city can come in and repair it and put a lien on the property if you don't, but then you have a continuing maintenance obligation.
Right.
Here we're taking out the obligation to they still have to plow it, right, shovel it.
Yeah.
But the physical deterioration
is on
of
city,
that is all going to be on the city.
Okay, that's good.
But that's people be paying the assessment. And again, why it's a special assessment district is it's based on your frontage.
Correct.
And this is a way to put the special assessment on tax-exempt properties. So the churches, the county, and everyone else pays.
Cool.
It's not a simple. It's not a simple process of
right.
setting it up, but it's the best sort of long-term solution that will
to ensure
it'll give a mechanism to eventually get the work done. And and the theory, Ryan, is we have it in place. We'll have a guaranteed source of income.
Okay.
We can then bond against it. We don't actually wait, obviously, for the reserves to build up.
DPW need to increase their department?
No, it's a good chance
we'll probably
contract it out. Yeah. Okay, so I guess that gives us something between now and the next time we meet is to start identifying those exempt areas.
Yeah.
Okay. Hillary, would you like to contribute anything? Or just
I'm just interested.
Cool. I guess that's it for tonight. See everybody at 7:00.